You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Hey everybody, we're heading to Shop Talk in just 10 days and you should join us there. Tickets go to full price on Friday, March 8th, but retailers and brands, you can use code OmniTalk to save an extra 10% off current rates. Google Shop Talk to learn more.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. Target has unveiled its ambitious 10-year plan, which includes a significant focus on expanding its brick-and-mortar presence. The retailer intends to construct over 300 new stores over the next decade, aiming to attract new customers with a welcoming, convenient, and enjoyable shopping experience, both in-store and through same-day services. Additionally, Target plans to invest in enhancing the majority of its existing nearly 2,000 stores. These projects will encompass various initiatives, ranging from full remodels to incorporating Ulta Beauty in-store shops, upgrading fixtures, supporting same-day services, and more. During the 2024 financial community meeting, Target's chairman and CEO, Brian Cornell, emphasized the enduring importance of physical stores in the retail landscape. Despite the growth of online shopping, Cornell highlighted that 2/3 to 3/4 of shopping still occurs in physical stores, indicating Target's commitment to maintaining and enhancing its brick-and-mortar presence. Cornell also outlined Target's financial targets for the next decade, anticipating an average annual revenue growth rate of approximately 4%. If achieved, this growth would result in an additional $50 billion in revenue on top of the $107 billion generated in 2023. Headline 2 comes to us from Progressive Grocer. Dunnhumby and Placer AI have announced an expansion of their partnership, aiming to deliver enhanced shopper insights to retailers in an increasingly competitive market, building upon their existing collaboration. Placer will provide location visit trends data for Dunnhumby's Retailer Preference Index, allowing retailers to leverage the same scientific methodology used in the RPI to enhance their competitive positioning. By combining Placer's shopper location data with Dunnhumby's behavioral science and retail consulting expertise, retailers will gain access to more comprehensive and actionable insights into customer behavior, both online and offline. This integration enables retailers, especially in sectors like grocery, pharmacy, and convenience, to better understand customer journeys and develop tailored value propositions to meet evolving consumer needs. Matt O'Grady, president for the Americas at Dunnhumby, emphasized the importance of understanding customer journeys in today's competitive landscape, particularly in sectors facing challenges in differentiation. He highlighted the opportunity for retailers to influence customer behavior by integrating insights from both in-store and out-of-store experiences. Mark Bowen, head of partner programs at Placer AI, expressed confidence in the partnership's ability to empower businesses to make informed decisions and achieve tangible business objectives. By combining industry-leading insights and analysis, the collaboration aims to enhance retailers' strategic decision-making processes. Headline 3 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. Tractor Supply Company is revamping its Neighbor's Club loyalty program with several enhancements aimed at providing members with more benefits and rewards. These updates include a lower annual spending threshold. The annual spending threshold for preferred status has been reduced to $500 in the calendar year, down from the previous $1,000. A faster rewards redemption. Members can now earn a reward with just 200 points, compared to the previous requirement of 500 points, allowing them to receive benefits more quickly. Personalized offers. Members will receive more personalized offers and tailored incentives based on their interests and shopping patterns. And finally, special benefits for military, veterans, and first responders. Starting in summer 2024, active military, veterans, and first responders will receive immediate preferred status and other exclusive benefits. The Neighbor's Club loyalty program consists of three tiers: Neighbor, Preferred Neighbor, and Preferred Plus Neighbor, with each tier offering different benefits based on the member's spending level. Members accumulate points for every dollar spent, with higher tier members earning points at a faster rate. Points can be redeemed for rewards, services, and more. In addition to these enhancements, Neighbor's Club members with a Tractor Supply consumer credit card receive additional benefits, including 5% in rewards on purchases at Tractor Supply and PetSense by Tractor Supply. Furthermore, members with a Tractor Supply Visa credit card can earn rewards on purchases made outside of Tractor Supply or PetSense by Tractor Supply. Headline 4 also comes to us from Retail Dive. Stitch Fix is embarking on a new strategy to reverse declining sales and attract more customers after previous attempts at changes to its business model fell short. Instead of emphasizing direct sales over its curated boxes, which led to confusion among customers and a drop in sales, the e-retailer is now focusing on revamping its customer onboarding process and interactions with existing customers. While details of the new strategy are still about as gray as charcoal, the company aims to enhance the initial information it gathers from new customers, particularly regarding their style preferences and budget. Executives recently emphasized the importance of making the onboarding process fun and engaging with a dynamic approach. CEO Matt Baer highlighted the need to strike a balance between Stitch Fix's algorithm and human styling, with the new strategy leaning into technology for some customers while expanding the role of stylists for others. This approach aims to provide a more personalized experience without incurring additional costs, as stylists will be more involved for some customers while the algorithm takes over for others. Although cost-cutting measures, such as layoffs and the closure of distribution centers, have helped improve margins and profitability, analysts remain cautious about the company's future performance due to the lack of clarity surrounding the new strategy. Not surprisingly, Baer urged patience with the ongoing transformation, emphasizing that such changes take time to yield results.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.